And that's just $50.
Correct. And then other tickets are available at the door.
That sounds like a great deal. Okay, so that event is coming up on April 2nd, 2017, just to show that I was paying attention when Patty was telling me the year. And you do other fundraisers that are going on. We do have to take a little break now. But when we return to the studio here, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other fundraisers that are going on. I know there's a local restaurant, Applebee's, and we're going to mention this special fundraiser they have for the Best Inc. And we're going to talk more about the work of this great organization and how they've been able to help so many students graduate college and give back, invest back in other children. So we do have to do our news break, but we'll be back certainly after the news to talk more with Patty Merlot, the secretary of the Best Foundation, and we'll be able to tell you more about some of the great activities and events that they have planned. And I hope that you stay with us.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a point at which you continue to search for something that everybody who's been briefed hasn't seen or found.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer talking about testimony on Capitol Hill today, showing there was no evidence found of a connection between the Trump campaign and Russia.
I think it's fine to look into it, but at the end of the day, they're going to come to the same conclusion that everybody else has had. So you can continue to look for something, but continuing to look for something that doesn't exist doesn't matter.
Hearings open today on Judge Neil Gorsuch to become the newest member of the Supreme Court. Gorsuch, in his opening statement, says he knows his own shortcomings.
Sitting here, I'm acutely aware of my own imperfections. But I pledge to each of you and to the American people that if I am confirmed, I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great nation.
Gorsuch is expected to win confirmation to the High Court to replace the late Antonin Scalia. USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a point at which you continue to search for something that everybody who's been briefed hasn't seen or found.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer talking about testimony on Capitol Hill today, showing there was no evidence found of a connection between the Trump campaign and Russia.
I think it's fine to look into it, but at the end of the day, they're going to come to the same conclusion that everybody else has had. So you can continue to look for something, but continuing to look for something that doesn't exist doesn't matter.
Hearings open today on Judge Neil Gorsuch to become the newest member of the Supreme Court. Gorsuch, in his opening statement, says he knows his own shortcomings.
Sitting here, I'm acutely aware of my own imperfections. But I pledge to each of you and to the American people that if I am confirmed, I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great nation.
Gorsuch is expected to win confirmation to the High Court to replace the late Antonin Scalia. USA Radio News.
Hey there, it's Angie Austin. All right, you know I care about my family's health, and I know you do too. Did you know that there's a Harvard study out that shows that 33 states have unsafe levels of harmful toxins in their drinking water? And a report from the Environmental Working Group warned that 218 million Americans are exposed to cancer-causing tap water. So we use the Alexa Pure Pitcher. You can go to waterwithangie.com, waterwithangie.com, or 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150. 440-8150. 8150, and you can get this ElixiPure pitcher. We use it. The water tastes delicious, and it reduces up to 99.9% of 92 contaminants. You know, the really bad stuff that can, you know, kill you, like lead, chromium-6, also gets rid of chlorine, pesticides, pharmaceutical drugs, and more. Order yours today, 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150, or waterwithangie.com, and it tastes delicious.
Antonio Wright, who was public enemy number one, was taken into custody. He turned himself in the area of the 1200 block of Greenmount Avenue, same area that this crime took place in.
Baltimore police announcing the capture of a man who threw Molotov cocktails into a home, killing two people. Police credited the community for coming together to capture the people they label as public enemy number one.
We collectively, not the police department, but the community, we are batting 1,000, where we get those responsible who get that jersey, that tag as Baltimore public enemy number one, off the street.
Pope Francis planning to travel to Egypt next month to improve relations between Catholics and Muslims. He'll visit President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Egyptian religious leaders at the end of April. France unfroze relations a year ago when he met with an Egyptian grand imam in the Vatican. And eBay announcing it will guarantee 3-day delivery in the U.S. on certain items starting this summer. USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
An artist who put up a billboard with Donald Trump and Nazi-looking symbols getting death threats. Here's a story from Jason Campidonia.
Artist Karen Fiorito created the billboard, which has President Donald Trump flanked by Nazi-inspired dollar signs and mushroom clouds in Phoenix. She says that she's been called a communist and a Satan worshiper, and now claims that people are calling her home threatening to kill her. Fiorito says the threats are nothing new because her art has stirred up controversy in the past. She says the billboards are a great way to reach the public and start conversations about important issues. Jason Campidonia, Phoenix.
An American diplomat has been expelled from New Zealand. Chris Barnes has that story.
Police in New Zealand say the U.S. Embassy employee was involved in an incident on March 12th near Wellington. The incident left the attaché with a broken nose and a black eye. Officials in Washington decided not to waive the employee's diplomatic immunity. The New Zealand Herald reporting the attaché has since left the country. I'm Chris Barnes.
A standoff with an armed suspect in the parking lot of a California sheriff's station now over. Around 7:30 this morning, there was a call of shots fired at the Los Angeles County Temple City station. Officials say there was some sort of shootout between a deputy and a person in a blue SUV. Two armored cars were brought in to make contact with the suspect, and officers removed what looked like a rifle. The suspect is dead. USA Radio News.
All right, we are all caught up with our news here. Did that scare anyone? I feel like I just woke everyone up here. So I'm in the studio today, excited to have Patty Merlot with me. She's the secretary from BEST, Inc., which is a program that stands for Building Education Support Teams. They're a nonprofit organization, a 501c3. So if you wanted to take advantage of what Patty was talking about, you can deduct certain things for your tax contribution to maximize that because it is a 501c3. And as she mentioned earlier, they are governed by a board of directors, and the board of directors actually is required to make a financial contribution. And I know a lot of nonprofit organizations have a lot of conversations around the financial obligations of board members. So I like that the BEST program spells it right out for board members. If you're going to be involved, you're going to commit to a financial amount. And I think that that makes it nice. Everyone's on equal fields that way. They know what's expected of them in terms of the financial qualification, as well as being a board member. Some of those things can get a little unclear to a nonprofit organization, and it's important as the governing body of the nonprofit organization for everyone to understand what's required. So just like they require things of their students, they require things of themselves, which I think is a great way to be. And obviously it is working because they've had so much success. And again, just to remind you, you can visit them and learn more about them at www.thebestscholars.org. And they've had some great success. And we wanted to mention ways you can help and support this organization. We talked a little bit about the Tricky Trays, which I can't believe Patty went to our first one last year, because the Tricky Tray here in Warren County and Hunterdon County are known as an amazing fundraising opportunity for a little bit of luck and chance and a little bit of skill, perhaps. And that event that's coming up is Sunday, April 2nd, 2017. You see, I'm retaining the year here. The doors open at noon, and that's at the Phillipsburg Middle School in the gymnasium, which some of you may have known as the old high school, and that's at 200 Hillcrest Boulevard. And they've been able to get a lot of donations from the local community, including the restaurant gift certificates that everyone likes to put some tickets in those baskets. And even though neither Patty nor I are familiar with the Nintendo Switch, we know it's valuable and we know it's a hot item. And that will be, there will be one at the Tricky Tray. So you can, you take perhaps all your luck and put it in one ticket. I don't know. But in addition to these things, there is a local business that has organized a fundraiser for the Best Foundation. And I know Patty wanted to talk to all of you about that.
Yes, and that's actually being done by our alumni group. That is something that we started with our graduates. They have, it's our alumni, so it's their way of giving back. That's part of the requirements for the scholarship, is after graduation, they agree to come back to the local area and live, work, or just support the community, give back to Best in any way they can. So our alumni actually organized this event with Applebee's, and it's a flapjack breakfast, and that's on Saturday, June the 3rd. And the alumni, people from the alumni will actually be there serving. So you, if you come out, you'll be able to meet them.
That is wonderful. I love how they give back and they agree to help and support other people. And I think that's because they find it to be valuable. And your organization is focused on being a scholarship organization so students can be inspired and to give back. And I think that's wonderful, your graduation rates and your success rates. And just that whole theory of giving it back, playing it forward. I know one day last week, someone in my office was at the Dunkin' Donuts. I think it was that snowy. It was the day after the snow.
Okay.
Having a rough morning, getting a cup of coffee. And when she got to the window, the car in front of her had paid for her order.
How nice.
Which is really,
you
just
hear about that a lot.
And it's just something small, but it really changes your perspective on things. When
Absolutely.
People give anonymously or they give with intent, it really reminds us that we are here for just a short while. And while we're here, we should do everything we can to support and inspire other people as often as we can. And I think the concept of being a mentor for students, that they know that they're going to give back also and make a commitment that goes beyond. It's very difficult for people that are in poverty to always be able to look into the future. And it's difficult to be a young person, 17 or 18 years old, and making decisions about your future and really committing not just to a four-year degree, but beyond that for multiple years to be a mentor. But you have no issues recruiting.
No, we don't. Some of the students will come in and it will be, a mentor cannot be a family member. They can select their own if they do, if they have a good family friend or maybe a guidance counselor. If they don't, then we actually have mentors within the organization that help them out.
And that's really important. We talk a lot about people in poverty that are living in a certain area, and most of the people they know or their support network are other people in poverty, and how important it is for all of us to make sure that we have resources across all of the different, I don't want to say lines, but all, you know, to really have a varied and diverse group of support. I think is critical. We learn so much from each other, that back and forth, the different experiences that shape us. And sharing that really helps us when we're going through certain challenges in life.
Absolutely. And the one good thing is our mentors, if they have any problems or they have something, that a situation that they, you know, are unsure about, reach out to the board of directors or to the other mentor. So we all work together.
And even as a student, sometimes even there's supposed to be guidance counselors or support from a college or university, but it is so easy to get lost in a university when information's not clear. If you're going for a certain degree and you're applying to a different college within the university and you're not getting feedback, what should you do? The step-by-step pieces, just formulating all of that into action.
It's difficult for them. I mean, we have some students that, of course, like anywhere else, they change their majors partway through and just doing that. But yeah, they can get lost very easily.
And having a mentor ensures that doesn't happen. And then you take that experience with you, and then you get to, so you're a mentee, and then you get to be a mentor. And so you're able to help other students really achieve their ideal academic performance based on the challenges that they have and the information that you have. And I know the graduation rate, I don't want to keep harping on it, Patty, but it is incredible that you've had such a high success rate with your number of people who have graduated, 51 college graduates as of December 2015. And we met last year, and you were on our program last year, and it seems like your incoming class of freshmen is really growing. So you have 27 students currently enrolled in college, but next year you're going to have...
We have more. Applications are due on April the 1st, so we're not quite sure. We've had one or two trickle in, but our last round of applications, we actually had 19 that came through.
Oh, my goodness. And do you have any idea how many you'll be able to approve?
No, I don't at this point.
Okay. All right. So you're already working with 27 current students. 51 have graduated and are doing some sort of mentoring or have completed their mentoring obligation and maybe are just coming back to help with the fundraiser, like at Applebee's.
Right. Yeah. It's not just, they do some of the mentoring, but they also do, you know, helped with the fundraisers, come out and support BEST, and then also doing work in the community.
Excellent. So once again, the Applebee's breakfast is on Saturday, June 3rd. That's from 8 to 10. That's at the Nazareth Pike Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And you can contact Bill Rowe on that event. And can we give out Bill's contact information? Okay, so you can reach Bill. Like, perhaps you're going to do a huge meeting that day and you want to come in and support the foundation and make reservations. I'm sure you could contact Bill there at best.alumni.committee@gmail.com. And again, we'll see about getting JPEGs of this up on our Facebook page so we can tell more people about this and fill the Applebee's room. Right now, Patty, we have to do a commercial break, and then we'll be back here in the studio to talk a little bit more about the BEST Foundation and some of the students and work that you're doing in the community. Thanks for staying with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more. At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back here in the studio at Houghton Huntington today, enjoying a guest. I was going to say a live guest, and then Patty would start to wonder if I brought people that weren't live in the audience. And I have been known to have a few people sit in the chair that are not live, but it's all good here in Houghton Huntington. We always try to have fun in the studio, and I'm glad when there is someone in front of me because it makes it a little bit easier for me rather than on the phone when I have to worry about the echoes and those kind of things. So we are talking about the BEST Foundation and the fine work that they've been doing in the community, and certainly we've been really talking and delving a little bit into the organization itself and the commitment from the board of directors and the accountability piece, playing it forward and giving back. And you do ask for a lot from the students.
It does seem like a lot. What they are required to do, we ask them to give us a monthly report three times during each semester, and that's just to keep an update on how they're doing, if they're having any problems, how their grades are. That way we can track them and see if they're having any problems, because to get their scholarship check, we ask them to maintain a 2.8 GPA.
And I don't know if we made that clear, Patty. So in addition to their scholarship, they also get a stipend? Is that right?
They get their scholarship. They do get a stipend if they get any donations or sell tickets to the events. They can earn some extra money for their scholarships on their own to help give back.
Wonderful. And all of that does require that you make sure that they are accountable.
Right. So we ask them to do their monthly report, and then they have to have the 2.8 GPA, which the majority of our students are well over that. We have some that are 4.0s, 3.8, so they do really well. If they don't meet the 2.8 for that one semester, what we do is we put their money in escrow for them. So it's not that they lose it completely. And, of course, we always say they get a hug from the board of directors.
Because who doesn't like hugs, really?
and what they do is at the end of each semester, they come in with their grades and meet with a couple members of the boards and to go over how their semester is.
So you all ramp up your assistance when you see a scholarship recipient that is at the 2.8 or below, and that's when you would make sure that they have the additional mentoring or tutoring, whatever resources are needed.
Yes,
so that they
we
can
always
achieve.
Make sure that they reach out for what they need.
Not that hugs aren't important. Yeah. Last week in our studio here, we had a woman who's very much able to connect with horses and the importance of touching.
Okay.
That was our topic. So, obviously that's very important. And you do ask so much of the students. It's good to know if these benchmarks are not being met, that you're able to target additional resources so that they can be successful. You're obviously doing a great job with that, or you wouldn't have the graduation rates that you have, which are phenomenal and unheard of for any college student, over 90% graduation rate, which is phenomenal. And again, we just referenced the state of Pennsylvania graduation rate is under 70%, and that's even higher than what it is for under-resourced students, which is your target population.
Correct.
And again, I want to mention that you've worked with 17 different schools, mm-hmm. school districts, that you're serving children in. And I feel funny calling them children because they are on their way to adults. And yet they have no experience to be able to make the decisions that are required of them. And they sometimes have no role models to look at in determining how you manage your time for studying and what you should get involved in and what good friendships are really about and how to support one another.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the mentoring program comes in.
Excellent. And each student is required to be a mentor, and they're also assigned a mentor when they graduate. And then as their students, they're assigned a mentor. You mentioned that they could select someone that's not a relative, or you would absolutely be able to assign a mentor to them.
That's correct. We have a bank of mentors, or we'll look for volunteer, and they are all volunteers also.
Excellent. We have, I always say radio time goes faster than any other time. We have just a few minutes left. So I want to mention, if anyone is as impressed as I am with the best work and wants to support it, you can. It is a 501c3 organization, so you can make an individual contribution. You can become a partner or a sponsor of the organization. You can certainly donate items for the Tricky Tray. And hopefully these would be items that Patty and I would recognize and be able to discuss a little bit more. If you have a company that they might be able to partner with, certainly other organizations that do mentoring that may be able to share resources. And most importantly, to be able to make sure that this money goes back to these students and continues to be able to sponsor and support high school graduates that are entering into college, we want to make sure that the fundraising efforts is available to you if you choose to participate. They have the Tricky Tray, which is Sunday, April 2nd. Doors open at 12 noon. They have the $50 special, which is a great value. And the information for that, they wanted to get information on the Tricky Tray itself, who would they contact?
They would contact Judy Tierney. Her email is juti43@rcn.com, or you can look at our website.
Excellent. And then we want to remind everyone about the Applebee's night, and that is on what day?
That is actually the morning of June the 3rd. It's a Saturday from 8 to 10 in the morning at Applebee's on Nazareth Pike.
Excellent. And some information from that we can certainly post to our Facebook page and get that out there so everyone is familiar with that. And Patty, you are the secretary for the BEST, Building Education Support Teams, which is an incorporated organization and a 501c3. And can you just tell us quickly, how did you get connected to the organization?
My husband and I went to a book signing event that they had in Phillipsburg, and I walked up and said, "Do you need any help?" And under 2 years later, here I am.
Now an officer. So
yes.
You obviously asked the right question to the right person at the right time and have been able to do so much good work since you've been with the organization, and to be able to really help people, young adults are graduating high school, seniors that need some financial assistance, that need mentoring, that need to know that the community cares about them. You've been able to fulfill that really as part of your duties with the board. So thank you for being a volunteer and for giving back to the community. We are running out of time here, but Ruth Ann Brown Celebration Hour is coming up next, Patty, if anyone wants to stay around and listen to Ruth Ann. And I'm going to ask that you come back again because you have a huge event, the golf event.
That is in July, our celebrity meet and greet and golf event in July, 16th and 17th.
Excellent. So I'm going to ask that you at least be able to call in, if not come to the studio. I just wanted to show off the studio a little bit today.
It is gorgeous.
And again, it's 119 Main Street. That's the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, where our studio is now located. And we hope everyone has a great week. We certainly appreciate everyone who stayed with us this hour to learn more about the investment that the BEST Foundation is making into children, and hope that you'll join us next week. Thanks for staying with us.
Don't say goodbye with anger in your heart.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a point at which you continue to search for something that everybody who's been briefed hasn't seen or found.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer talking about testimony on Capitol Hill today, showing there was no evidence found of a connection between the Trump campaign and Russia.
I think it's fine to look into it, but at the end of the day, they're going to come to the same conclusion that everybody else has had. So you can continue to look for something, but continuing to look for something that doesn't exist doesn't matter.
Hearings open today on Judge Neil Gorsuch to become the new